It's a typical sunny Flagstaff day, and Diego Estrada takes a break from training to visit a favorite taqueria. While many Olympians spend their days focusing every second on their sport, Estrada takes a slightly different approach.
You know, I've done my best to avoid it. I actually started working on my room. I painted it. I built a bed out of scratch. I've just been trying to stay distracted because I know that if I focus too much, I'm going to burn out or I'm going to lose interest. Our goal has been to stay away from it and treat it like any other race.
When Estrada says "our," he means himself and the man sitting next to him, NAU track and field director Eric Hines. Hines is coaching Estrada for the Olympics, just as he does during the track season.
Again, with athletes like Diego, it's all, you know, an elite level coach is almost like a race car driver. I'm there to kind of steer, you know. I mean, Diego, you know, he knows what things work for him. He knows the type of training that benefits him.
Try as he may to distract himself from the Olympics, Estrada has faced some very hard workouts.
It's a little bit draining, but now as I'm getting closer to leaving to Europe, it's more exciting and I'm starting to feel alive again. But I did get to a point where I was just frustrated of just being in Flagstaff running so much mileage. But of course, I have Coach Hines here giving me some advice and keeping me level grounded and just believing that it's all going to pay off in the end.
Estrada's training is not the only unique thing about his Olympic appearance. He won't be running for the U.S. He's running for his parents' native country, Mexico. Olympic athletes can hold dual citizenship and participate for either country. The rules require only that an athlete be a citizen of the country he or she competes for. Coach Hines has no qualms about cheering for athletes from other countries. In fact, Estrada is one of three athletes Hines has coached who will all be representing different countries. NAU alumni and former national champions Lopez Lamong and David McNeil will also be at the Olympics. While Lamong will represent his adopted home of America, McNeil will be racing for his home country, Australia.
Going over there and just, you know, knowing that Diego's racing, knowing that Lopez and David McNeil are going to be racing, that's going to be special enough for me.
Another aspect of Estrada's unusual training is his competition schedule leading up to the Olympics. He competed in a 1500-meter Olympic warm-up race in Ghent, Belgium on July 18th, finishing 9th with a time of 3 minutes, 46.29 seconds. Estrada sees it as nothing more than preparation for the Olympic 10,000-meter race on August 4th.
Everything's just been perfectly organized for August 4th, and, you know, it's just whatever we can do around that, it's going to work. If this race coming up changes or something, we're not going to change our philosophy. We're going to go there just as a rust buster.
A busy schedule leading up to the Olympics seems to be working for Diego Estrada. Coach Hines thinks that keeping Estrada's life as regular as possible will help.
We're not looking at it like it's anything different. Yes, it's special because it's the Olympic Games, but we're not going to approach and change things just because it is the Olympic Games.
And thanks to his preparation and his coach, Estrada thinks he is ready to represent Mexico as best he can.
I want to show up to the Olympics with open expectations, no limits, knowing that I've been training in one of the best places in the world, and I've had great coaching.
Diego Estrada is scheduled to run the 10,000-meter final on August 4th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Zach Ziegler.